So then you were married and you started a family.
We did.
Five young boys.
Right.
Their names are, for the record?
Rick, Zach, Matt, Hans, and John.
Did you wonder if any of them would inherit your acting ability?
No, I never really
did. I thought Matt might have, but
yeah,
he didn't.
He wrote a play, and they did it out at Holland Hall. It was fun. He was a writer. He really has done some interesting things.
Peggy, your faith means a lot to you. Did that come from home or in Hollywood, or was there something that brought that home to you strong?
It started at home. I have very Christian parents, and my father taught Sunday school, and we, when we were very young in Covington, we lived across the street from the church, and we were there. Every time the doors were open, we went to all the services. I just grew up in a very Christian home. My dad taught Sunday school. And when he died, I had to fight my sister for his Bible. But at any rate, Mother gave it to me. And he made little notes, you know, in the margins. It's just like having a visit with him almost. It's just so fun to read it and read the things that were important to him. It was just, it's such an enlightening experience always.
Was there a big adjustment coming to Tulsa to live? Here you were, this Hollywood star, and is it tough in social scenes and so forth? They were a little put off by that?
You know, I think probably there was, but I have to say that everyone was so sweet to me, so good and generous, and I had several really good, close friends here that I still have that are just, you know, so important to me. That was so undergirding. It was just wonderful because I'm sure a lot of people thought I was going to dance on the tables and all the rest, but it never mercifully turned out anything like that. It was just a lovely experience always.
And you never looked back
never.
On Hollywood?
Well, now I can't say that I didn't look back, but I would never have traded 1 minute that I gave up for anything I could have had back there. I wouldn't. It was.
Tell him about the experience you went back and Bill Holden.
Oh, actually, it was the director, very important director, called and said, "You've got to come back and do a picture about a test pilot, and you'll be the love interest. And it's starring Bill Holden." Well, you know, everybody had a fainting fit to go back and. Because Bill Holden was such an important actor at that time and just so cute and good-looking and all the rest. So I had met his mother at a coffee one time. Her name was Mrs. Beadle. His name was Billy Beadle. They changed it, thank goodness, to Holden. But anyway, we went back, and Walt and I sat with he and the director, and I said, "Walt, I just can't do it. I just cannot do it." And I came home, and I've never really ever. And he was, I guess, really so smart. Walt said, "I want you to go out there and meet them. And I never want you to say, 'Oh, gosh, if it hadn't been for you, I could have been in a movie with Bill Holden or whomever else,' you know."
Was there a method to your madness in that?
Sure. I mean, it was such a important, not only Holden was a top actor in Hollywood then, and it was a great compliment to her for him to want her back. And if she'd have wanted to do it, I would have encouraged her to do it. So, no, I thought it was important to go back and see. He was kind of a smart aleck. When she kept saying no, no, no to all the things they offered, he finally said, "You have a chance to do a picture with me," and all this. So that's when she said, "No, I don't want to do